Section 14, The Bible Instructor.
Footnote: Bible Instructor is the term adopted in 1942 by the General Conference Committee to designate the personal worker formerly known as Bible Worker. Signed, the compilers. End of footnote. Bible Teaching, the Objective. Subheading, Need of a Bible Study Revival. A revival in Bible study is needed throughout the world. Attention is to be called not to the assertions of men, but to the Word of God. As this is done, a mighty work will be wrought. When God declared that His Word should not return unto Him void, He meant all that He said. The gospel is to be preached to all nations. The Bible is to be opened to the people. A knowledge of God is the highest education, and it will cover the earth with its wonderful truth as the waters cover the sea. Manuscript 139, 1898. Subheading, Bible Work Marked Out by Heavenly Father. Our work has been marked out for us by our Heavenly Father. We are to take our Bibles and go forth to warn the world. We are to be God's helping hands and saving souls, channels through which His love is day by day to flow to the perishing. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 150, 1909. Subheading, A Heaven-Born Method. The plan of holding Bible readings was a heaven-born idea. There are many, both men and women, who can engage in this branch of missionary labor. Workers may thus be developed who will become mighty men of God. By this means, the Word of God has been given to thousands, and the workers are brought into personal contact with the people of all nations and tongues. The Bible is brought into families, and its sacred truths come home to the conscience. Men are entreated to read, examine, and judge for themselves, and they must abide the responsibility of receiving or rejecting the divine enlightenment. God will not permit this precious work for him to go unrewarded. He will crown with success every humble effort made in his name. Gospel Workers, page 192, 1915. Subheading, Bible Work, a Thorough Method. In every city that is entered, a solid foundation is to be laid for permanent work. The Lord's methods are to be followed. By doing house-to-house work, by giving Bible readings in families, the worker may gain access to many who are seeking for truth. By opening the Scriptures, by prayer, by exercising faith, he is to teach the people the way of the Lord. Testimonies, Volume 7, page 38, 1902. Subheading, In Some Places, Bible Work Better Than Public Effort. I was once shown a place in which a tent effort had been made. Great preparations were made, and the expense entailed was large. Enough was done to awaken the whole community, and in one sense it was awakened, but it was to warn of the dangerous errors held by those who were preaching the truth. An alarm was sounded, and falsehoods were repeated again and again. The stay-away argument was urged with much effect. The laborers were disappointed with their efforts, for only a few came to hear, and very few decided to obey the truth. I was shown the same place at another time. I spoke to two Bible workers seated in a family. With the open Bibles before them, they presented the Lord Jesus Christ as the sin-pardoning Savior. Their words were spoken with freshness and power. Earnest prayer was offered to God, and hearts were softened and subdued by the softening influence of the Spirit of God. As the Word of God was explained, I saw that a soft, radiant light illuminated the Scriptures, and I said softly, Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. These workers were not boastful, but humble and contrite in heart, realizing always that the Holy Spirit was their efficiency. Under its divine influence, indifference was dispelled, and an earnest interest was manifested. The precious light was communicated from neighbor to neighbor. Family altars which had been broken down were again erected, and many were converted to the truth. Letter 95, 1896. Subheading, Explaining the Word. Right where you are, right where the people are, let earnest effort be put forth. The word of God has been, as it were, hid under a bushel. That word must be explained to those who are now in ignorance of its requirements. Search the scriptures with those who are willing to be taught. The work may be small in its beginning, but others will unite to carry it forward. And as in faith and dependence on God, earnest labor is put forth to enlighten and instruct the people in the simple truths of the word, those who listen will catch the meaning of true discipleship. Letter 30, 1911.